This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Time for our weekly conversation with Bernie Miklas, which is brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling. Bernie, always good to talk to you. Happy Wednesday. How are you?
Doing good, man, and also looking forward to being with you on the Gas House Gang at noon tomorrow.
You'll get me on Friday. Tomorrow, I think
Friday,
with Wheeler.
That's right. It's me and Wheeler. What am I doing? I'm trying to rush to Friday. That's why.
There you go.
Anyway, sorry, man. Go ahead.
No, always one of my favorite parts of the week is being able to work with you on that for sure. We've been talking nothing but Nolan Arenado seemingly for months, but if you believe the stuff on social media, all of a sudden there's a little bit more smoke that's starting to puff out connecting him to the Boston Red Sox. They've always been the team that we've been talking about recently. How much do you feel that some of this stuff that's out there is legitimate, that maybe things are starting to percolate a little bit regarding a potential deal with the Red Sox?
Well, I think there's a little more to it now because I think maybe the Red Sox are tired of waiting around on Alex Bregman. And their team president, Sam Kennedy, president, CEO, he said in recent days that, oh, yeah, we're still looking for a right-handed bat. And he talked about how they're getting a couple of infielders back, that, including Trevor Story, who were hurt last year. But he said, yeah, we've said this all along, and we're still looking for a right-handed bat. So there's an acknowledgement that they're in the market for a right-handed bat. And then Lou Maloney, who's one of the Red Sox broadcasters, he's an analyst, he was talking about this, and he said, look, obviously they're looking for Bregman, but as time goes on, if they're going to pivot, they'll probably pivot to Arenado. It makes sense. So it's just a waiting game right now, but, I do think that this latest round of speculation has got a little more substance than some of the stuff we've seen before. So we'll have to wait and see, right?
Yeah, and again, if the Red Sox don't feel like they're in the running for Bregman, then you move on to Arenado. If the Red Sox do feel like they're still in the running for Bregman, then maybe you force the issue with Scott Boras a little bit by engaging on Arenado.
Yeah, that you never know. It's tough to call his bluff, but you can try it. I just wish this. Come on now, let's get this thing done. I don't know whether they're still holding out hope that Houston will come in and maybe make some concessions and get a deal done. So, but it's been annoying. There is a lot to talk about. So it's not like it's not a big story. It is, but I think we're all in the mood for it to move on a little bit. Let's get this track down the trains.
We've discussed before
the other way around, this train down the track. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've discussed before that when it comes to Boras clients, we should probably listen to the words that come out of John Heyman's mouth. And Heyman put out there not that long ago that he feels like the team that has the best shot of signing Bregman right now is the Chicago Cubs. And I know that's the last thing the Cardinals fans want to hear.
And that could be one of, Boras is really good about raising the specter of like, oh, all of a sudden there's another team in it. And so I think actually there's something to this. I think the Cubs are making a pitch. I just don't know how far and how high they're willing to go. I don't know that they want to, go with a 5 or 6 year deal, something like that. I think they'd probably be willing to pay really big annual average value for maybe 2 or 3 years, something like that. But I do think that they're in it. there's definitely been some smoke with that, even with some of the reporting done in Chicago. It's a lot of it is, you know, a lot of it is not based on like facts, but you know, it is the gossip pipeline. And when agents start to talk and Scott Boras puts stuff out with his favorite writers, you know, you got to pay some attention to it.
This probably goes under the category of old man yelling at the sky, but Bernie, this offseason has stunk because the entire time we've just waited on the Arenado thing. We've waited on the Bregman thing. The hot stove is supposed to be fun. And by the time you get to February 5th, like we're at right now, we're 1 week from pitchers and catchers. The focus needs to be on the team and what it's going to look like. And maybe there's a little piece here or a little piece there that's going to be added. But the whole offseason has been hijacked. And as somebody who loves the sport of baseball, I have become more and more offended by the way this thing has gone down.
It's disgusting. It's boring. It's tedious. The Hot Stove League used to be a great marketing vehicle to keep people interested in baseball, like really, really keenly interested in, oh, who's going to make a trade? Who's signing where? Because something could happen at any time. But you have a couple of three super agents who control all of this, and they have the right to do it. They're not violating any rules. But I keep going back to this. The Major League Baseball Players Association only seems to be interested in the top tier free agents getting theirs, while the players who are lower on the food chain, so to speak, have to sit and wait and sit and wait and wonder and worry about, you know, well, when is Boris's guys going to sign? Like, when will I be able to get an offer? So I'm always confused by that because I've been a member of unions and, you know, I'm a pro-union guy, but I'm always interested in this caste system with the Major League Baseball Players Association, because any talk of like, well, let's put a limit, let's put a deadline on when guys have to sign. They're all, no. Well, who benefits by letting this thing go into spring training? Scott Boras, his elite clients. It's not just him, it's other ones. And it holds everyone else up. And if I'm a player looking for a mid-range deal and I have to wait and wait and wait, or if I'm, you know, even lower on the scale where you're going to have to pick up the crumbs and you're going to have to like rush into somebody's spring training camp, I might actually talk to the union and say, well, you know, do we even matter in this? Like, are you representing our interest or just the select few most prominent free agents who are going to make the most money? I think it's just a really bizarre way to go about it. You don't see this in any other sport. You really don't.
No, you don't. Like, look at the NFL is as good as any league in making sure that they're in the news and the spotlight is on them. Even in the off season, they space out all their off season events and everything. They don't want them too close to each other. And then you have baseball that's doing this with free agency. I thought it was the dumbest thing in the world a few years back when they got rid of the waiver trade deadline, because that was August 31st. What's happening, Bernie, on August 31st? First, everybody's getting excited about football, and that was a day where it was an opportunity to once again put the spotlight on baseball, and they just got rid of that thing. Like, I just do this game is amazing. Let people know about it.
Yeah, they, you know, and this is a lot of this is on Rob Manfred too. They willingly concede their off season to every other sport. Because the NBA is making deals all off season, you know, NBA the trade deadline that's going on now. There's a feeding frenzy. It's all you see on Twitter and ESPN. The NFL we've talked about. They have two or three different periods during the year in the off season where there's all kinds of stuff happening, and the NFL does not concede any dates on the calendar. They've always got something to promote and keep the fans interested. The NBA is much like that. Hockey does a great job. When July 1st rolls around, the free agent season, there's always just all kinds of activity. And it happens in waves. It's not just like a three-day thing. But baseball concedes its off-season. They've reduced their off-season to nothing, basically.
Yeah.
Except for the few guys that get big deals early, like Corbin Burns would be an example.
A couple of things for you before we get out of here.
Sure, man.
SLU basketball last night, being down, what was it, 5 with, I think, 35 seconds to go, and they come back and they get a road win, which is always tough at UMass. I mean, we realize that this is a team that's still flawed. They're not great, but I mean, they're providing some really good moments, and it's been fun to watch them in league play.
Yeah, the games are fun. I was very disappointed in the Dayton loss, but the games are fun. And they're showing that they can overcome some things. Like, Avila's not only been playing poorly by his standards, and he's the first to tell you that, but he's getting into foul trouble, and he was a non-factor last night. And then you look at SLU in that game. You know, they're down. They turned the ball over 15 times. They gave up 25 offensive rebounds. And basically, and I think Josh Schertz essentially said this, they probably had no business winning that game, but they made key stops late and they kept their poise and they just kept grinding through and they got that thing done. So I thought that was a really impressive win. And I'll be curious to see what Mizzou can do at Tennessee tonight, because Tennessee, all the things that Mizzou does well, they're an effective field goal shooting percentage team. They're a great three-point shooting team. Tennessee's got the number one defense in America, including stopping the three-point shot. So this will be a great, great look at Mizzou, what they can do on Tennessee's home court.
Tight game right now, 5.5 minutes to go first half. Missouri leads 23-21. So if you're looking for a tight game, you got it. So, yeah, there you go. Last thing, just continued disappointment in the Blues. You cannot have a lead at home late in the third period and not win when you got to fight and scratch and claw for every point. And that's what happened last night. And then they lose in overtime.
They're a better team than they were under Drew Bannister. I mean, I think since Montgomery took over, they're they're 15th in points percentage. They're a middle of the pack team. And I think maybe that's all they are, as a middle of the pack team. I admit it. I never hesitate to admit I was wrong. I thought they were on their way. Not that I said they're going to, oh, book it, they'll be in the playoffs. But I thought, well, this is a different team. Things have changed dramatically. They've got a lot of the answers now. And then all of a sudden it goes off the rails and you don't know what to expect from one night to the next. And Matt, you and I have talked about it, and Wheels and Tom Ackerman, we've all talked about it. You know, at some point, it's very obvious it's not coaching, but it's very obvious that the roster's not good enough. And what Doug Armstrong's going to have to do to amend that or do something to fix it or update it, I have no idea. But you really can't count on this roster to be consistent.
Before we get you out of here, Bernie, can you tell us a little bit about our friends over at Saliga Heating and Cooling?
I would be delighted, my friend. Saliga Heating and Cooling has been taking care of the Miklas family for about 16 years. We love them. We trust them. We believe them. When they come to our home to work on something, man, total class, total integrity, the professionalism, the knowledge. You know, there have been times, I've mentioned this before, when we have a little problem, they come in and we're expecting, uh-oh, we're probably going to have to, you know, buy this something. We're going to have to replace this. That might cost some money. But this honest, independent American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer, they'll always look for cheaper solutions. Like, they're not going to leave you hanging. They're not going to try to talk you and nudge you into something you don't need at that time. They told us about 2 years ago, oh, no, you don't need a new boiler. Yours is old, but you got another 3 years left with it. We'll let you know when we think you need to replace it. They could have talked us into buying a boiler at that time, but they didn't want to do it. They'd rather have our business and treat their clients with the utmost respect. And that starts with integrity and honesty. So we're huge fans here in the Miklas home. They do all residential work, commercial work, all makes and models at Saliga Heating and Cooling. And, of course, they have that outstanding American Standard Heating Air Conditioning dealer. Hey, go to SaligaHeatingandCooling.com. Find out about the Priority Club. It's a maintenance plan. And there's a lot of benefits, including economical benefits. Also, just your peace of mind, knowing all of your equipment's working well. And preventative maintenance can save you a lot of money. So one more thing, financing options are available if you do some business with Saliga Heating and Cooling, subject to credit approval. But you get the phone number and all the information on their services at SaligaHeatingandCooling.com. Thank you very much.